it's about that time, baby.
My name is Victor, and I'm a winner, and I know what I'm talking about. Yeah. And just cause I come out on top, don't mean I'm leaving you out. Yes, I'm a trickster, but not a sinner.
That just makes you want to dance a little bit on a Friday, I suppose. You know, it's... Oh, it's going to be a great weekend, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, it's going to be cool and rainy and so forth. And Mother's Day, right? Mother's Day weekend. Mother's Day weekend, so make sure you don't forget Mom. You know, I my mother passed away 07, going on 8 years ago. And my mother was terrific. School teacher, really had a positive impact on people's lives. Literacy was what she focused on. Even after she retired after 30 years in the classroom, she would spend her spare time teaching kids to read and write because she said to me, and she knew, that if kids could not read or write, the chance of having a good life was not great. She knew she could change a kid's life by teaching them to read, by teaching them to write, by teaching them to communicate. They would get better jobs, better opportunities. They'd be able to take care of their kids better and their grandkids down the road. It has generational impact. It was positive. I mean, I would get up at this time of the year or into summer, during summer break, and I'd come bouncing down the stairs or whatever, and I'd see a kid I didn't know in the living room, and she'd be sitting there going through books, teaching kids to read and write. You know, usually middle school kids into early high school, trying to turn kids' lives around. That's what I'll think about this Mother's Day. I'll think about the, you know, and let's be honest. We all have good days and bad, conflict and so forth. But take the time. Bury the hatchet if you need to. I didn't have any particular... there's a period of time there when I was about, you know, 18, 19 years old. My mother might not have thought of me in the highest of terms. I probably 100% earned that. She was a little ticked off, to say the least. I earned that one. Make no mistake. But as we get older, of course, a lot of that passes by, and we became really close the last few years of her life. Even though she spent time in a long-term care facility, she had a stroke when she was pretty young, actually, at the age of 63. She had a stroke. And so I became very well acquainted with long-term care facilities and how that works. And that's why I've had so much to say about the pandemic, and that you don't send people that are sick in the nursing homes, because you don't even go to the nursing home or the long-term care facility if you have a cold. You just don't go. And anyhow, so it's Mother's Day coming up. Let's see what I was going to look up. I was going to look up the weather. That's what I was doing. And suddenly some strange music starts playing on my phone. Does you have that happen? Does your phone just sometimes have a mind of its own, does its own thing, hangs up, calls people? Your butt dialed me again. Well, you know, my butt missed you. Let's see here. A dense fog advisory for southern Michigan right now. It's going to be cold, though. It's going to be cold into the 30s for overnight lows. In fact, there are some frost concerns. By Saturday morning, 33 degrees in southern Michigan. Clear skies. The highs only in the 50s. Sunday, more of the same. Cool, rainy. You know what that's good for? Morel mushroom hunting, which is in peak form right now all over the state. I'm a member of this Michigan Mushroom Hunters on Facebook. And for people who like to be outside, I enjoy that spot. I see what people are doing all over the state. Michigan Mushroom Hunters there on Facebook. And that's what Facebook should be for. Don't stifle my views. Don't step on what I have to say. And there should also be some fun out there. And so Ivy and I, we get one invitation a year. Everybody goes to Mesick and Des Moines City and Northern Michigan for mushrooms, and I think that's great. In fact, I think Mesick is having their World Morel Festival starts today, if I'm not mistaken. I go south into southern Michigan, into Calhoun County, into Hillsdale County, into Lenawee County, might be overlooked. But the folks are listening to that part of the state right now. They go, Gruber, stop it. Would you shut up? We've got a good thing going on down here. Well, you know, I'm coming to join you. Your good thing's no longer a secret to me and the, you know, just me and a few thousand friends listening at the moment. Yeah. Southern Michigan, hello. It's 55 degrees and raining. It's mid-May. It hasn't been particularly hot. It's been 80 degrees a couple of days, but not day after day. And it hasn't been dry and hot. It's been succulent, moist, and perfect. Which, by the way, makes for just, it's been my best. Ivy and I have had our best year already. I mean, it's not like we're killing them. We don't get those days where we come home with, you know, 500 mushrooms. We've never had that happen. We've never come home. I bet the best day we've probably ever had in our lives, about 3 or 4 pounds between the two of us. And that's a great day for us. It's a great day for anybody. A really great day for us. But I just thought I'd share. So hope you have a great weekend. Sometimes you just got to let it all go, right? You got to let it all just wind out. And this weather, by the way, this kind of weather, back in the 30s Monday, back in the 30s on Tuesday, I mean, down to freezing, in fact, on Tuesday in Southern Michigan. So a frost warning, I guess, or watch for May the 11th. Remember how warm it was in March? I told you we'd pay for that. I did. I told you we'd pay for that, and here we are paying for that. Don't forget PatriotFoods.com if you're ordering, because a lot of us are ordering groceries with delivery now. Well, PatriotFoods.com is American produce and American farm fresh meat and cheese only, right? That's what it is. PatriotFoods.com is a West Michigan company. They do a great job. By the way, you can also find out who your farmer is through a great new program. PatriotFoods.com. PatriotFoods.com. Is a great place to get American produce on your table. If you spend more than $100, delivery anywhere in the United States is free. Plus, they put some money into the kitty for military families in need. If you haven't checked out PatriotFoods.com, I don't know why. It's free to look. Free to look. PatriotFoods.com. You tell them Steve Gruber sent you.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to PatriotFoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. PatriotFoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.